Thank you for tuning in to the Heritage Church of God podcast. We invite you to join us for Sunday morning services at 10:30 at 3520 Strayer Road, Maumee, Ohio. Thanks for joining us, and have a blessed day.
I want to read to you a scripture out of Amos chapter 8, verse 11. Behold, the day comes, says the Lord, that I will send a famine in the land. Not a famine of bread, not a thirst of water, but a hearing of the words of the Lord, our Heavenly Father. Lord, you know this message far better than I do. You know the people's hearts far better than I do. You know the needs of those who are watching and listening far better than I do. Lord, might you take these words, empower them by your Spirit, and speak to the needs as you did on the day of Pentecost to each and every one in their own way. And we'll give you the thanks for that in Jesus' name. Amen. When you're 72 years old, you sometimes look back and reminisce. Because when you look forward, you think there isn't a whole lot there anymore. Don't laugh, Pastor Kay, it's true. So you look back. And I was thinking when I started pastoring, I was 23 years old, just had gotten out of the Navy. That was 1974. World War II had just been over for 30 years. The people that sat in my congregation that had been in World War II were only 48 to 52 years old. We didn't have a family in our church that didn't have an uncle, a brother, a son, or a cousin that had been killed in World War II. Almost all of the men had served somewhere in the war effort. I'd ask this morning, how many people are here today that served in World War II? Would you raise your hand? None. I know we have a couple that served in the Korean War. And a few of us guys were in during the Vietnam War. And maybe one or two in the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. What I'm telling you is times have changed. You sitting here today do not remember what people my age remember. So you don't have the connections that we had to some of those things. So be gracious to us when we throw a flag on the altar. Because to us that draped a coffin. It wasn't a symbol of protest or allegiance. But today, in many quarters, it is just that. That doesn't make us unpatriotic. It just makes us people with different histories. And I told you that to tell you this. The book of Amos is an amazing book. I don't know if you've ever read it or studied it, but Amos is a sheep herder, breeder, and takes care of trees. And Israel had separated, in Israel and Judah, and he was in the southern part. Jeroboam II was the king of Israel. And in all practical words, he was a good king. I mean, they prospered. He was a warrior. Things were going great. People met in the temple and they had freedom to worship. Matter of fact, they could go in the temple and they could worship a golden cow if they wanted to. They were so diverse and so open. They had embraced situation ethics in a way that it didn't matter what God you served or if you served God, as long as you looked up into the heavens and you thought you were okay. And God speaks to Amos. And God said, Amos, I want you to go north and speak to the country of Jeroboam and the priest in the north. So he goes. I like how God does things, because he kind of sneaks up on you sometimes. So Jeroboam goes up north and he announces, I am not a prophet nor the son of a prophet. I kind of identified with that. I know when God called me to preach, I thought, Lord, I'm from Melrose. Little town of 200 people, 50 houses, and 12 kids in my class from the first grade to the eighth grade, and they weren't the same kids. Six failed in, six failed out. Luckily, they didn't catch me. But I felt when God called me, so inadequate. But God said, speak. So I've been speaking for 51 years now. I've been speaking that God can turn your life around if you just let him have all of it. He can't turn it around if you want to keep one foot in the world. He can't turn it around if you want to hold on to your pet sin, your pet problems, your attitude, your aggravations, your grudges. He can't turn it around until you trust him with 100% of everything you have. So Amos starts out and he says, I want to tell you folks up here in Israel, God is angry with Damascus. They're over here. He's angry with Syria over there. He's angry with Gaza. He's angry with Tara. He's angry with Ammon. He's angry with Moab. He's all these people that are around you that you've been fighting. God is angry with them. Boy, he's getting some amens. Amen, 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 amen. You know, the Methodists aren't doing it right. The Baptists aren't doing it right. The Assemblies isn't doing it right. He just goes down the line. Then he says, Church of God ain't doing it right. Then he says, Jeroboam, you're not doing it right. And he looks at the priest and he says, you're not doing it right. And the priest says, you got to stop prophesying. Boy, don't that sound like America? Shut up, church. Well, I've got stage 4 cancer, and let me tell you something, nothing's going to shut me up. I said to Bonnie the other day, I said in my post on Facebook, and if you're not my Facebook friend, please become my Facebook friend. You say, well, I don't use Facebook. Well, you don't have to use it. Just sign up. You don't have to have your anything public about you at all. And go to Robert Lee, LeeFry, and ask to be my friend. I put something up almost every day because sometimes the only thing I can do is write. And my mind is always working. But I said to Bonnie one thing about where I'm at right now. I'm not worried about whether people like me or not. All I want to do is give the truth. She said, you've done that your entire life, Dad. And I have. But when we think about it, what's the word on the street? Have you watched the news? Have you heard the word on the street? I've really tried to not watch the news the last year or two, three, four, because I learned a long time ago it isn't news. Back several years ago, it had to be 30-some years ago, they passed a law that you didn't have to give equal time. So the stations started dividing whether they were conservative or liberal or whether they were this party or that party. And as one got worse, they got all the advertisements from those companies. And so the other one had to go the other way further in order to get the advertisements. Same way as the political parties, they get their money from this side and they get their money from that side. It isn't about getting things together for you and me. It's about selling you something all the time. So I got away from that because I don't serve that anyway. I serve a risen Savior who is a King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and He has been for years and years and years. The word on the street is shortage, from toilet paper to toothpaste, from gasoline to water, from electricity to oil, from lettuce to chicken. You're going to run out, you're going to run out, you're going to run out. You better be selfish, you better hoard, you better pull it in, you better get of it together. You know, God has taken care of me all of my life. Even when I made $48 every 2 weeks in the United States Navy, I still ate for a quarter. Wow. Breakfast. We go down, the latest that breakfast was open, so we could eat late breakfast and not eat lunch, because we could do that for a quarter, and lunch was like 40 cents. I remember my savings account was of pop bottles that sat in my garage just in case we needed milk or bread. You've been there. The word on the street is that everything's going to go down and everything's going to be lost and you're not going to have anything, so you better hold on. That's why our offerings are down. And down because we have people walk out. We've had some people die, but we're gathering new people. People are coming in. But you're not making any money on your savings. Matter of fact, if you have and investments, you're probably down 20%. There's a famine in the land. We think, yeah, the devil caused this COVID. The devil caused this shortage. The devil caused this. We like to blame the devil for everything. You know what Amos said? God caused this. God allowed this to bring us to our knees so that we know who is in charge and who is in control. God has allowed this so that we seek Him. The Bible says there is another famine coming, and that famine is for the word of the Lord. And I want to tell you today, there is a famine coming in the United States where people are going to be brought to their knees and they're going to search for the Lord. And they're not going to search for situation ethics. They're not going to search for the best way to get out of the situation they're in. They're going to search for a real God, a God that saves, a God that is eternal, a God that has showed Himself to us. Not only through the risen Savior, but through the oxygen that you breathe and purifying it with the forest of the, and taking the carbon monoxide out and putting the oxygen back in the air at just the level that we need, that we can take a deep breath. Do you know how fragile that is? You know how fragile that is? You go into someone's house that is on oxygen, it says don't smoke. That's how fragile it is. Because the oxygen level's just that much. Clint can tell you, you go into someone's house that has just a spider web in their exhaust from their furnace, and they can die from the carbon monoxide. Just that fragile.
And we have spent spaceships further than I could ever dream of them going. And you know what? They're finding rock.
Well, they may find water. So what? God sent his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Do I think God's big enough to have 10 worlds? I believe God's big enough to have 50. But I know for this world, Jesus Christ is our only hope. There is coming a time when people are going to be seeking God. And it's right around the corner. Are we going to be ready? Are we going to be ready to give them exactly what they need when they need it to make sure that they are saved and they're growing in the Lord Jesus Christ? If so, it's going to take more effort, more work, more study, more personal involvement. It's going to take time to plant. It's going to take time to harvest. But see, this isn't man's time. We don't control it. We don't control it by a vote. God didn't say, Israel, I am going to bless you. I want you to go out and make sure that David becomes king. God said, I set David up as king. He said, it's up to the church. It's up to God's people, not the country leaders. Quit blaming them. They work for the world. God is bigger than that. He's King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And yes, he owns the cattle on 1,000 hills. He owns the oil in the hills, the gold in the hills. He owns it all. We must be ready for the harvest. And God has done his part with Heritage. How do I know that? Just as sure as I see a cloud coming over, I know it's going to rain. And you can smell it. You can see it. Just as sure as I see the whirlwind starting to twist, I know what a tornado is going to look like. And I know to take cover. There is a revival coming. And it's coming soon. Because people are finding they can't rely upon the things they thought they could rely on. You know, I had to use a walker a couple times this week. This chemo thing is just a little bit crazy. I was good Sunday, and then Sunday night I went home from the council meeting, my head started breaking out, and by morning, my face had broke out, and I had hives all over, and I had to go into the doctor on Tuesday and get more medication. And God fixes things, but we don't know what tomorrow is going to bring. But I can tell you what tomorrow is going to bring for Heritage, because I see it, I smell it. I feel it. Our offerings are down, but we're not broke. Isn't that amazing? How many of you knew Steve and Diane Novak? Raise your hands. Almost all of us. Put your hands down. How many of you knew them before they came to Heritage? One. Two. They just kind of flew in here like two angels. They gave us their house. They had no heirs. Totally unexpected to us. Never tapped them on the shoulder and asked them for anything. What's the house worth? 60, 70,000 maybe. It'll be listed this next week. God made up the difference in what we couldn't give by what he gave. Smell the rain. Feel the breeze. Jim and Tanya, pastor for 25 years. You know, when we hired Michael, we got a song leader. We got one of the best pianists in the country when we hired him for free. And hiring Tanya, what's something you don't know that I know? We get Jim, her husband, an ordained Church of God minister, youth leader in the largest church in Michigan, senior pastor. When you go, preacher, do we get 100% of you? Yep. He going to work another job? Thank the Lord we don't have to pay him. Feel it. Smell it.
God has given me the best staff right now that this church has ever had. Ever. Every time I see Josh and I see him around the kids, I told him, I said, Josh, you're an extrovert. Your wife's an introvert. She's very approachable. You're not. You know why he comes in here? He's busy. And you can see him looking for teenagers, looking for kids. God has given us. Mary, you know, where are you? Best staff we've ever had. Ever. I can smell it. I can feel it. The rain. God has given us the best directors. Tony came back with our kids. Amen. When I came here, she was just a little girl. Now she has big grandkids. She ran our children's program for several years. And there she sits. And she brought a daughter that is as capable as that works in our music program. We have the Brandeberries in the kitchen. Man, do they like to cook. Amazing. We have Heather and Todd who are seasoned in our Bible school program. If your kids aren't in Bible school, bring them to our Bible school. When I look at Heritage Church, and I have looked at it all across the lines, we're ready. But you've got to be 100% in. God said this won't end until you're 100% in. Israel, this will not end until you're 100% in. And then he said in chapter 9, that's my favorite chapter, I will bring back the captives of my people of Israel. They shall also make gardens and eat the fruit thereof. He said, I'm going to fix it all. Because I'm trying to bring people to me, not to this political party or that political party, not to wave a sign about this or wave a sign about that. My people who are called by my name will humble themselves. I will heal their land. Just wait. Because the word on the street's going to be, what's happening at Heritage? Those people are sold out. What do I mean by being sold out? I'm going to ask you to give more. I'm going to ask you online to give more. I tell you, it blesses my heart when Jackie calls and says, we'll get a check for $3,000. We had a check for $13,000 in the mail. Those are blessings coming from angels like Steve and Diane. Because God said, Heritage, you're mine. I'm going to take care of you. I'm not worried. Every treasure we've had got worried their first year here. And then they said, Pastor, I caught on. God takes care of us, doesn't he? I said, he sure does. He always has. I remember
We needed $8,000 on Monday, and you put it in on Sunday, and you asked me where it was needed on Saturday. I didn't know you had $8. But God blessed him and he gave it. That's how it works. I'm not talking about finances, but if you think that you're totally in God's will and he hadn't got your billfold yet, you're missing something. I got a whole lot to go here. The only thing greater than the history of Heritage is its future. And if the church gets right, the only thing greater than the history of America is its future. But if the church don't get right, keep our mouths shut about the politicians. If we don't sell out 100% to God, then don't say anything about how someone vote. Don't argue with them on any issue, because God's in control. He is the final authority. And he is our final authority. Let us stand. Jim Kelly, Tanya's husband, I've only pastored two churches. One I was 24, 23 when I started. Jim Kelly rode my Sunday school bus when he was 8. I was the only guy in town that ever had a bus in the history of that 40-mile area that we ran for church. Jim Kelly went to the altar over at North Cove and surrendered his life 100% to God. I was there when she was born. I've known her whole life. I trusted her to watch my kids. I trust her with our church. Right here. It's the heart, and out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. Do you smell the rain? It's coming. Our Heavenly Father, I thank you, Lord, for who you are. I thank you for the power of your Holy Spirit. I thank you for those who give more than you would ask or think at Heritage. I thank you for those who work harder here than they do anywhere, with little pay or no pay. I thank you for all of those who serve with our directors. And Lord, it takes the whole church to move together. I thank you for the unity that we have at Heritage. I thank you, Lord, that the Bible is our final authority and you are our way to see eternity through the grave. Lord, as we go forward, and we will go forward as a marching army, we are here. Bring them in. We will love them. We will get to know them. We will teach them. We will make them family. We'll allow them to see your power and your grace and the joys of bringing others to you. Bring them in. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you for tuning in to the Heritage Church of God podcast. We invite you to join us for Sunday morning services at 10:30 at 3520 Strayer Road, Maumee, Ohio. Thanks for joining us, and have a blessed day.